Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse 26 to 34. Jesus went on to say, "The kingdom of God is like this. A man scatters seed in his field, sleeps at night, is up and about during the day, and all the while the seeds are sprouting and growing. Yet he does not know how it happens. The soil itself makes the plants grow and bear fruit. First the tender stalk appears, then the ear, and finally the ear full of corn. When the corn is ripe, the man starts cutting it with his sickle, because harvest time has come. And what shall we say the kingdom of God is like?" says Jesus. "What parable shall we use to explain it? It is like this. A person takes a mustard seed, the smallest seed in the world, and plants it in the ground. After a while it grows up and becomes the biggest of all plants. It puts out such large branches that the birds come and make their nests in its shade." Jesus preached his message to the people using many other parables like these. He told them as much as they could understand. He would not speak to them without using parables, but when he was alone with his disciples, he would explain everything to them. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, what an amazing teacher Jesus was, and continues to be through the parables of our lives. As I was reflecting on this reading we have just heard, I was with my sister and brother-in-law for a few days, supporting them in their grief on the death of their beloved 47-year-old daughter. After 7 years of living life as fully as possible with cancer, their precious daughter breathed her last in the loving arms of her sister, who had gone to the other side of the world to be with her. And as I listened to the wisdom and the amazing and loving acceptance of my sister and her husband, I asked if they would like us to read together this gospel we have just heard. So we did that. And then they shared with me their reflections in the light of what they were experiencing from the pain and the mystery of their daughter's death. So what I am about to share, what you are about to hear now, are not just my reflections, but the reflection of two grieving parents as together we pondered the gospel. And I quote, "As parents," they said, "we see ourselves as the soil which initially nurtured and nourished the seed of our child, our baby girl. The mystery that surrounds the small seed, so much potential, makes it difficult for us to even imagine where and how all the growth will come. Yet we trust and we trust it. We do our part, God does the rest. We had no idea really just how our child, like the plant, would grow. And even though we had provided her with all the nutrients we could, we still did not know the outcome. We don't even understand how she became the amazing woman she grew to be. And in our pain, we are trying to accept that this is the harvest time of her life. Now already we do know that the harvest continues to come after what seems to us to be a premature cutting down of her life. Those of us left behind are already reaping the fruit of this harvest. As we share our love and our experience of our daughter with others and listen to their experiences, we can only be grateful and stand in absolute awe for the ways in which our daughter has touched so many, many lives. And they went on to say, one of the things that amazes us still is that with all she suffered, we and she never asked why her. It never seemed to be our question to ask. No wonder Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like this. It is truly a mystery. The mystery of growth, of life from a seed. They then went on to say that being bird lovers, they felt like birds who are busy during the day, especially now, dealing with all the effects of death. And at the end of the day, they need to rest, to quote from them again. The place where we find our rest is in God's tree, in the nest of God's love. As we experience the loss of our daughter, we know we will need to return to this nest more often. After all, Jesus has said to us to come to him when we are weary and overburdened. And we can really relate to that. So we will need to keep his promise close to our heart. Like the mustard seed, our faith will need to grow. To grow so that in time, other human birds might come and benefit from our experience of being sheltered in God's branches. And they too will find shade as we have in our time of grief. This is all part of the harvest that Jesus spoke about in his parable. The harvest that comes from the seed in the ground, growing into new life. The seed of their daughter, having grown this world, beautiful world, for 47 years, now blossoming into eternal life. Amen.